Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, we're going to talk with Abby Stender, of course, Kip Stender's daughter. Kip was just on with us. And Abby, thanks for joining us on the Coaches Show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, wow. When did you graduate from La Caprile Valley, Abby?
I graduated in 2018.
Okay, so just recently then?
Yes.
All right. Well, I know your dad and mom are pretty proud of you and your golf career, and that's what we want to talk about this morning in high school at La Caprile Valley. Besides golf, let's start with that. Why don't you talk about your family a little bit and talk about some of the other activities you're involved in at La Caprile Valley.
Okay, so that was a while ago, so I'll have to refresh my memory. But I have a little brother named Caden, and he is going to be a seventh grader. And then Bella just graduated, and she was also on the golf team when I was on the team. And other activities I did FFA and STF, and I was in Agapes.
Mm.
Okay. I was probably the most heavy in golf, and my biggest accomplishments would be probably placing eighth at state my junior year and winning the state tournament as a team my senior year.
Wasn't that fun? Was that fun or what?
That was crazy. That was so much fun. That was a dream. And that was our biggest goal, too, and we accomplished it.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, I was there. I was standing right next to you when the announcement was made, and that was a lot of fun. Always bring back great memories there at Pebble Creek.
It does.
So, talk about maybe some of your teammates. You placed eighth, you said, huh, as a junior?
Yes.
Okay. What do you remember about that year?
Oh, wow. I remember Rachel Halverson was also on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as with my sister as well, and Sarah Halverson.
Yep.
But I remember Rachel and I both made it that year, and our team, unfortunately, didn't make it, but we were close.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a section tournament. Yeah, okay.
In the section tournament, yes.
Yep. So that year, you and Rachel made it down the state at Pebble Creek. So what do you remember about that state meet your junior year?
I remember there was plenty of nerves, but I did kept myself pretty together.
Mm-hmm. So you golfed really well then, if you placed eighth individually in Class A, huh?
Yeah, I remember I think I had two pretty consistent rounds there.
So your senior year, during the regular season, maybe do you have some memories during the regular season? Some of your favorite golf courses you like to golf?
Hmm. I really like the Marshall golf course where we have conference at.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a fun tournament to be in.
Yeah, I know you go up to Benson a lot, don't you?
Yes, that course is very challenging but very fun course as well. That used to be our section course.
Right, too. Right. Well, you won the section meet. Where was that at your senior year?
That was in Wilmer.
Okay.
Is it Eagle Creek?
Yep.
Yes.
So, what was that like when you found out you were going to state as a team?
Oh, wow. There's plenty of emotions there as well. And yeah. It was our dream to just make it and to even, like, win it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember we weren't really expecting it.
Okay.
But then when we found out, we won.
Yep.
It was great.
Talk about your down at state your senior year than when you won the state championship.
Yes.
What do you remember about Pebble Creek?
Wow. I remember we always had a good plan set for that tournament, and it's a two-day tournament. So I think that really helped us into, like, placing as long as winning the tournament, because we had our goals and we stuck to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we didn't play our best, I remember, but we still kept our heads up and pushed ourselves.
Right, right. Yeah, it's always a good following by family and friends at Pebble Creek during state, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. You never think there'd be that many people at a golf course watching and and they're supporting.
Right. Now, what I want to know is, your dad had mentioned just a little earlier when I was visiting with him about the van rides to golf meets.
Those
like?
I can't forget about those. Well, we were pretty wild. We had our songs we'd love to jam to before tournaments, and There's always something happening on every car ride. It was never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, did you like his choice of music, though, that he was playing? That's what he was saying, something about country, western, or something like that?
His choice, not so much. We would try to change the dial as soon as possible and play our own music.
Awesome, that's great.
It was fun.
Yep. Well, after graduation, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the decisions you had to make there were to play college golf. How'd that go?
Okay, so my senior year, I decided to play golf at Iowa Lakes in Estherville, just a community college, because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with my life, so I just wanted to get my generals done there. And I think that was the best decision I've ever made. And I had, like, the best time golfing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you were recruited by other schools, I would gather, and so you picked Central Lakes
in
Iowa?
Oh, yes, I have been. Okay. I was recruited by plenty of four-year schools, and that was only two-year.
Mm-hmm. Talk about your experience at Iowa, then.
Well, I had a really good freshman year. I made it to Nationals at Pebble, or...
Down in Florida?
In Florida. Yes.
I remember that. I follow you. Yeah, I follow you. And yeah, that was exciting for you. Where did you golf to get the Nationals then?
So we had our region tournament in Ankeny, Iowa, and that was a 4-day tournament.
Okay, and you won that then?
And, I played. You have the top 10 individuals make it, and then one team makes it.
Okay.
So I placed third.
Wow.
I was the third one to make it. Yeah.
Awesome. So you golfed in a national tournament in Florida. What was that like?
Yes. Oh, wow. It was amazing. And I should also mention that all my teammates also made it individually. So that was also a great experience. We were able to play in the tournament as a team. So we counted as a team score as well.
Hmm. Who are some of your teammates and where are they from, Abby, on that golf team?
So there's Alexia Kemper. She's from Adrian, Minnesota. And then there's Erin Baum, she's from Colorado, and Kelly Winter, she's from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we had Annika Dumlin, and she's kind of by the city.
Okay, and your coaching staff at Iowa?
Jarvis Weber.
Okay, all right. Well, how did you do at Nationals then?
If I remember, I placed around 50th out of like 120.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they
it
got
was exciting.
Nice.
It was a really challenging course, don't get me wrong.
You know, I think I talked to your mom about your mom came down for that, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, as long as with my aunt too as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, she had told me how difficult that course was. What made it difficult?
There was a lot of approach shots and a lot of hazards and water. You had to really hit the ball straight and the distance you wanted to play well, for sure. And the greens were a lot different than Minnesota greens.
Oh, okay. Why is that? Or how is that?
So the greens down there are cut a little bit differently than they are up here, so they make them fast as well as like difficult to like chip. They roll differently than in Minnesota, so that was an adjustment.
Okay. Oh, man. So, you had your 2 years in Iowa. Now, what are you doing?
Now, I have committed to golf at the University of Minnesota Crookston.
All right. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Have you got any practice in up there yet, or you got to wait till the fall? Or
I haven't yet. I'll have to wait until August.
Yeah, is your season in the fall or in the spring?
It's both.
It's both. Okay.
It's fall and spring, yes.
Okay. What attracted you to Crookston then?
Well, so when I went up there for a visit, I went up with a friend who's also on the golf team, and she kind of helped me, like, kind of convinced me, but not really. It was fully my decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the feel up there, and I talked to a professor in exercise science, which is what I'm interested in, and I really liked her in the program that they have.
Okay. Yeah, good for you. So we'll be watching you this fall, then swinging a club for, it's the Cougars, right? No, not the Cougars.
The Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah, the Eagles. Crookston.
Yeah, so I'll be an Eagle again.
There you go. Awesome. I know you get good support from your family, right?
I do. I have the best family. I can't ask for anything better. they keep me going, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a feel for your sister Abby and the girls' golf team this year, right?
Bella, yes.
Yeah. Pretty sad with the COVID-19 thing going on, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not taking it well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But hopefully, I know there's a tournament in the summer that all the seniors, the high school seniors, are able to play in, so hopefully that will help.
Okay. So the COVID-19, that affected you too in the spring, didn't it, at Iowa for golf or not?
That did. My spring season got canceled.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just thought, just thinking about that, that's too bad.
So, yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah. All right, Abby, well, thanks for visiting us with us this morning on the Coach's Show, getting caught up and seeing what you're doing, and good luck up in Crookston this fall.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Abby Stender, going to be a Eagle again, she said, up at the University of Minnesota Crookston. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.